Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. It is 4-H week, and we are pleased to bring to the 88.9 WLRY farm page some of our 4-H'ers who are very active in 4-H club work, but also starting to get involved in some of the countywide activities. And our first person that we want to highlight this week is Aubrey Duke Ward. Aubrey, tell us a little bit about you.
So I take 9 projects. I've been in 4-H for about 6 years now, and I really just enjoy 4-H, and my favorite project in 4-H is rabbits.
Oh, wow. And do you show breeding rabbits, market rabbits?
I do pet rabbits. Breeding rabbit and market rabbit.
Oh my gosh. You got a lot. How many rabbits do you have?
I believe I have 12.
Wow. So tell me, what grade are you in school this year?
This year I am in 8th grade.
Okay, and what school do you attend?
I go to Lakeview Junior High.
Okay. And what 4-H club are you in?
I am in Awesome Animals.
Awesome. That's great. That is great. What activities have you been involved in with 4-H that you really enjoy?
I would have to say the 4-H day where I get to talk about my project and hopefully clear up some things that people don't understand about the project.
Oh, good. Okay. And now you're also a member of the Junior Leadership Club and recently elected to the Junior Fair Board, correct?
Yeah.
So what made you want to start kind of that next level of 4-H? You know, it's one thing to be in a 4-H club, but then when you start getting involved in countywide projects, what made you want to do that?
I really wanted to do it because I wanted to do a couple of changes with some of the things, starting off with changing some of like the chicken project dates, because I also show chickens, and I thought it'd make it easier if we split the day into two. So I thought I could put some input and hopefully help and make 4-H just more fun.
Okay. And you really want that leadership role, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So tell me this. Oh, tell me, do you know what the 4-H motto is?
I do.
And what is it?
I pledge my head to clear thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world.
Okay, so when you say that, what do you think about? How do you think 4-H is going to impact and affect you when you say the 4-H pledge?
When I think of it, I think of all the ways that I can do better, starting off with school or how I can help in my community or how I can hopefully do a good impact and hopefully make the 4-H in the world a better place.
Oh, good. Sounds like you really love 4-H, don't you, Aubrey?
I really do.
It shows. So as you keep moving through your career in 4-H, what do you think some of the lessons you're going to learn from being in 4-H?
Some of the lessons I feel like I'm going to learn is good communication, definitely teamwork, especially with 9 projects. Teamwork definitely comes in handy. Uh-huh. And I would say leadership and public speaking.
Great. Well, Aubrey, you are doing a fantastic job. I loved having you on the 88.9 WLRY farm page today. Thanks for joining us, and I hope we celebrate 4-H every week in Fairfield County.